Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. It's Peyton and Uncle David. Today we'll be going over the Trey Hendrickson trade request and who we think would be the top fit for him. Joe Flacco being named the starter and team's top fantasy assets. So to start things off, Trey Hendrickson put in a trade request, I think yesterday, right?
I think that he had put it in a little while ago, but the Bengals front office kind of resigned now, I think, to understanding that they're so far apart that they might as well see if there's what kind of value there is out there.
Yeah. I did see that Adam Schefter reported that they were close on duration and total amount, but what's keeping them so far apart is their guaranteed money, which that seems like a problem with a lot of contracts. I think a really good team, like probably the favorite to get them, if I were to guess, is the Chargers. Put them alongside Khalil Mack, even as a replacement for when Mack is gone, because I think he's on his last year. But still, I think that'd be a really good duo.
Replace Bosa with him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a much healthier version of Joey Bosa, I think.
Oh, yeah. Even nice like, fit. He was really good by himself on that Bengals defense. Imagine him having somebody on the other side of him. You can't stop them both. Agreed. You can't double team them both the whole time. What were you saying?
I was going to say, especially with those motors.
Yeah. Another team, I highly doubt it'll happen, but I think the Eagles could. They are in a really good cap situation for this year and next year. Next year, they still have $17 million, but that can be changed throughout the offseason, of course. And this year, they still have $29 million. I don't know how they figured this out. Howie Roseman is a magician, but he has figured out how to keep the cap space insanely low.
Howie Roseman is – he's an incredibly underrated – front office exec, and he's starting to get the dues that he's due, but he's still underrated.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane the talent that he has amassed there at the price that he is amassed for.
Yeah. He's got to be the best general manager in the league at this point, right?
I mean, at this point, I think he's got to be the best drafter for sure.
I think both.
Because that's how that happens. You draft well all the time.
Yeah. Who do you have as your two favorites?
I really like the Raiders for it. I think that putting him on the opposite side of Max Crosby, man, that makes any secondary so much better.
Yeah.
When you have – and frankly, it's going to make Max Crosby better too. Crosby's done what he's done without somebody on the opposite side consistently.
Him and Hendricks were pretty much in the same boat.
Yes. I was about to say that. Read my mind, and that's scary, buddy. You don't want to do that. And they've got some other pieces on that defense, and the offense is young. Geno's going to have them in the right direction. I picked them at 8-9. That would make me want to revisit that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If Trey 100% Hendrickson showed up there.
Yeah.
So that would
be a great duel.
Really nice spot for him, I think.
Yeah,
and then my other spot is the Lions. Same reason, putting them on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, you cannot deny that makes that team that much better and that much scarier.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I don't want
it to. The question is, do they invest what they need to sign both him and Hutchinson? Or to sign Parsons and Hutchinson? Or whoever. They obviously need more pass rush.
Yeah.
But can you go all in for that big? Even with, I mean, Hendrickson's going to be a lot cheaper than Parsons, but he's still not cheap. That's a lot to put in one basket. And ask Cincinnati how that works out. then you can't sign other pieces.
Yeah, yeah. I don't we'll know, see.
Brad Holmes is a really good exec too. So yeah. I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those are the two spots I like the most.
Yeah.
I think has instant impact.
I think all four spots will be great spots.
Agreed.
For
Agreed.
Yeah. So Flacco starting. Oh, wait. What
Joe Flacco.
Saying? Oh,
the ageless wonder.
Yeah.
Is he going to help make them better in the long run by starting?
No. I mean, I don't think so. Like, what do you mean long run? Just for the season long run or like years to come long run?
The longevity of the franchise. Is Joe Flacco going to have any kind of impact on this franchise in a positive manner for them going forward by starting?
I mean, maybe as a mentor, but that's if Gabriel and or Shutter end up playing decent.
Okay. And so the only way that he can have that is by being a mentor to either of them if they end up being like the long-term starter.
Yeah.
So do we think that this is probably just until one of them is ready?
Maybe. Probably. I think so. I think Shutter will be better than Gabriel, in my opinion.
I think he already is.
Yeah.
And I think Dylan Gabriel knows it. And that's why he took a little cheap shot at Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, with the competitor and...
Competitor versus entertainer. You can be both. Yeah. I am in no way saying right now that I think Shedeur Sanders is going to definitely be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns for years ago.
No.
I don't even know if he's going to be this year. But I think he's definitely more talented than Dylan
Gabriel. Yeah, I agree.
Dylan Gabriel is going to be more all business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that, but I think that Gabriel doesn't understand that Shedeur Sanders can probably be business and having fun at the same time.
Yeah.
We all watched his dad do it for years.
Yeah.
You did it, but
no, a lot of people did though.
I'm telling you, he was pretty good, man. Does Joe Flacco being the starting quarterback, at least right now, help us as fantasy owners?
I think to an extent, I think the person who really benefits this is Njoku. Let me look back, but the year that Flacco did start when they went to the playoffs, Njoku was amazing that season. He had a really, really good second half.
And so did Jerry Jeudy, I believe. He came there late.
I think that's when Jerry Jeudy actually started turning heads because his time with the Broncos, I'm pretty sure everybody thought it was over after he got traded.
Agree. And it was his fault as much as anybody.
Yeah. But yeah, I would even say it was pretty much a revival for him.
Agree. I think that Joe Flacco being the starting quarterback, I want to touch him with a 10-foot pole in fantasy football, but I would touch his receivers.
I think
Cedric Tillman may be somewhat playable depending on how deep your league is.
He was decent when Flacco was in last time. I think he was even decent last year.
I mean, in a 10-team league, I want to
towards
touch
the
him,
end at least.
But
yeah,
I'm not sure leagues, I would much in a 12-team.
He might be worth a shot. I think he'd be worth a shot.
He's a guy to keep a tabs on for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, he won't be a great fantasy quarterback, but he'll definitely have some upside for his receivers.
He's going to sling touchdowns. He may have games where he goes off, throws four touchdowns, five touchdowns, or whatever.
Yeah.
But he'll have other games where he'll throw four picks, too.
Yeah, he can definitely chuck the ball down the field.
He will sling that ball all over the place, and he is not afraid to.
Nope.
It's a fantasy football owner's dream
to have him as your receiver starting quarterback.
Yes, not as your quarterback.
Because
important distinctions.
Yeah, receiver quarterback, not your quarterback. But there was a couple times that year that I was desperate, so I threw Flacco in and it paid off.
Hey, I mean, I've been there too. I was there a few years ago with Jameis Winston when he set the
record. Man, you can never go wrong with Jameis Winston. That dude's either going to go three interceptions or five touchdowns.
Talk about a slinger.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited for the Giants, because him and Russ can throw that ball down the field.
I love to watch Jameis Winston throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Russ has a really good deep ball also. We saw it in the preseason game.
He does. Both of them are just chucking. He can make any throw. Jameis Winston does.
Yeah.
And that's because he can. Just sometimes the defender jumps in front of him first.
It's also why he had a 30 interception season. 30-30. All right. Off to team's top fantasy assets.
So I found this meme on would be a DraftKings. So that's who gets credit for setting this up. Do you want to go through it or do you want me to, Sam?
I can.
All right.
Cardinals. The top fantasy asset for them is Trey McBride. I would agree with that. I mean, top three tight end easily. I have him at two, but easily top three. I think you could also make a case for Marvin as the season goes on, but we'll have to see how that goes.
I think Marvin can ascend to that depending on how they utilize him.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing shade at Marvin Harrison, man, and I felt like that was more about the way that the Cardinals used him than about mm-hmm. his talent last year.
Yeah.
If they're not going to utilize him right, why are we going to expect him to be better?
Yeah. Three, Falcons is Bijan. I mean, of course.
Are you sure it's not Drake London? I'm kidding.
No, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, all right, good. Actually, it might be Kyle Pitts. Come on, he's gonna have his year.
We'll see, I guess.
Ravens, is it Derrick Henry? I mean, I love Derrick Henry, but is he over Lamar?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Lamar Jackson's one of the two best quarterbacks, if not the best at quarterback in fantasy football, period.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's a blast. I love Derrick Henry. He's great. I expect another great year from him.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not supplant Lamar Jackson.
Bills, is Josh Allen? I don't think so.
Same argument.
Probably like Dawson Knox or somebody. I'm just kidding. Obviously, it's Josh Allen.
I didn't even say that.
What, Dawson Knox? I just think he's more talented.
Oh, my goodness. I know you're messing around.
Now, everybody needs to calm down.
You could kind of make a flimsy argument for James Cook.
Yeah, it's not a great
one. But James
one,
Cook
but
would have
there.
To repeat or do more of that, get more touchdowns than what he did last year.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to do what he did last year. So.
No, I don't think so either.
Great, great running back to have. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm. He doesn't touch Josh Allen.
Agreed.
Panthers is.
Tetero McMillan?
Yes, McMillan. I was lost on that first name.
I don't know about that. You?
I think it's Chuba.
I would argue Chuba and Bryce Young are more valuable assets, fantasy-wise, than Tetero McMillan.
I think easily you can go Chuba. I think Bryce, you'd have to actually try to argue with that.
I'm not saying that Bryce definitely is.
Yeah.
But I think
you
Chuba
can make
is.
An argument. Mm-hmm.
I think Chuba definitely is more valuable asset, at least right now.
Yeah. Then the Bears. DJ Moore. I don't think so. I think Rome would be better, in my opinion. No? Caleb? Colton?
Yes.
Or Colston Loveland?
Yeah. That's who I think is going to be.
Really? Yeah, I don't know. I think you could even throw Cale Williams in that argument.
I think Loveland gets a ton of red zone targets.
Yeah.
In addition to just regular, throwing the ball downfield. I think Komet gets a lot, too. I don't see the receivers getting a ton of touchdowns this year compared to the tight ends. I think those two tight ends get more touchdowns than the receivers do.
Yeah. I mean, I could see.
Coupled with, Roshan Johnson and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's what I'm leaning towards, what I think. That's a really talented tight end crew.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Komet doesn't do much outside of the red zone.
Yeah. Every now and then he'll get them deep balls, but.
No, I just mean this year. I don't expect much
this year?
Out of him outside of the
red zone. Yeah. And their short yardage gains. Bengals is Ja'Marr Chase. Easy. I think you could.
Yeah.
It's easy. Browns. Jerry Jeudy, but on the actual picture, they left out the Browns.
Yes.
And they just replaced him with Kyren Williams. They didn't
have a Brown
in the picture.
They had two Rams, Kyren and Puka.
It's crazy.
So is it definitely Jerry Jeudy? I know that we kind of settled on that pretty quickly, but Njoku, I think, deserves some consideration. I think it is
100%.
Jeudy. But I think I wouldn't be shocked to see Njoku take a big step this year.
Yeah.
Well, I've said that the last 2 years, too.
Uh-huh. Broncos, Courtland Sutton. I can see the argument. I think you can make an argument for Evan Ingram, too.
I agree, but I think it's Courtland. But
even
but
RJ.
I wouldn't discount Bo Nix jumping in the top six.
Yeah, I think that Broncos offense should be pretty good this year.
It's going to be very, very good. Very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Then Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb, easy. Yes. He's very easily, yeah.
Far and
Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah.
Yeah, and they got two really good receivers Packers, and a really good tight end, and they have another really good back. But it is far and away, not even close, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, with all the upside, he has a lot of rushing upside, a lot of receiving upside. I feel like there's going to be a lot of dump-offs to him this year if the offense doesn't work as well as it has in the past. Yeah, it's Gibbs. Packers is Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Yeah. I think you can make an argument for Jordan Love, but...
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Like he's going so late in drafts right now that I think Jordan Love is a really good possibility of somebody to get later as your quarterback that could really break out again like he did 2 years ago. Like that wouldn't shock me, but I think he's probably somewhere in the middle of those, what, last year versus 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe a little more towards last year. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. Unless he can improve that decision making. And I mean, we've seen quarterbacks do that before, but the picks hurt him in fantasy quite a bit too.
Yeah.
Now I would challenge that maybe Matthew Golden grabs hold of the number one receiver spot there this year.
You think so? You think he takes it from Jaden?
I think he's more talented than the other guys.
Yeah.
And Jaden Reed's really talented.
Yeah. I like Reed. Even though I hate the Packers, I like Reed.
I'll get you a Jaden Reed jersey.
I think not. Texans, Nico Collins.
Far enough.
Colts.
Nico Jonathan Collins Taylor. Might be the most underrated wide receiver in the league.
Is he really underrated, though?
Yes.
I mean, like, are you talking about fantasy or
league? Nico Collins ends up being a top five wide receiver.
In fantasy or, like, known?
In fantasy.
As long as he can stay healthy. I mean, he was last year pretty close.
Agreed. He definitely has to stay healthy.
He's still a first-round pick, though.
He's so good.
He is. 100%. Colts is Jonathan Taylor. I think you could make the argument for Tyler Warren, but I think you could go either way, really.
I think part of that is the lack of depth at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people who think that Tyler Warren is just as talented and can put up same numbers as Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
And I consider myself one of those people.
I mean, it's possible, I guess. Jaguars, it's Brian Thomas. I can see you going either way with him and Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter would definitely be very great player to have in IDP leagues where you're getting points for defensive side of the ball.
Travis Hunter is a sexy pick there, but Brian Thomas, I think, is the more odd.
Yeah. Chiefs, Xavier Worthy.
Only until Rice comes back.
Yeah, I think it just depends when he gets his suspension or how long his suspension will be.
There's no doubt in my mind, though, that I think Rashee Rice takes back the number one receiver no matter what Worthy does.
Oh, 100%.
When he comes back. Worthy's really good, but he's not. Rashee Rice is.
I think you can make the argument for Bowers, though. Bowers is arguably, going to be tight end one.
And although running back isn't like terribly like a ton of depth, there's a whole lot more depth at running back than there is at tight end.
Tight end, yeah.
I don't think you can come up with a clear consensus top 12. Top 12 starters for a 12-team league.
Yeah.
I could come up with a pretty clear consensus of 24 or somewhat, even 30. Pretty clear top 30.
Yeah, for running backs.
You know what I mean? Which is two running backs in each team.
Yeah. Chargers. Ladd McConkey, which I agree with McConkey. I think you can make the argument for Hampton, too. But he's going to be splitting with Najee, which I think that kind of hurts.
Yes. For this year, I like Ladd. going forward, Omari and Hampton make Trump that. I think Ladd McConkey is another one. He's very young.
Oh, 100%. But I think he's still going pretty early, too. Like third round, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think he gives like same kind of stats as Puka.
Yeah, maybe. Rams. Like Puka this season or Puka prior seasons?
This season.
This season. All right. Rams is Puka and Kyren, I think. Both of them are really good. You think so? With Devontae cutting into Puka's targets.
Puka probably is going to end up putting up more points. I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong.
No, you can't. I don't think so either. Both of them are definitely probably will have great fantasy seasons. Yeah. Dolphins is A-Chain.
If he stays healthy, absolutely no doubt about it.
Yeah, just because I think
he can be so fast carrying the ball. Mm-hmm. But he also catches so many balls out of the backfield.
Yeah. Who do you think it would be if he can't stay healthy? Waddle?
Waddell. I like Waddell more than Hill.
I think you make that same argument for both of them, though. Because I think Waddell got hurt a decent amount last season. Yeah. I mean, they both got to stay healthy. But both of them also have the chance of being their team's top fantasy player. For sure. Vikings. Justin Jefferson, of course. Patriots. Do you think it's Trayvon Hendricks or Henderson?
I don't think you can go wrong going with him, but don't sleep on Kyle Williams.
Yeah. I think you could even say Diggs if he can stay healthy too. Williams. Yeah.
Diggs may be good early on. I'm not saying he's not going to be good going forward, mm-hmm. but I think Kyle Williams takes over the number one spot.
Maybe.
For the Patriots.
Diggs looked pretty good when he was in the Texans. I mean, yeah, he did tear his ACL, so we don't know how that's going to look. But yeah, I think that one's pretty open to whoever.
I think he's embraced the leadership role, though, too.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm. And Saints, Alvin Kamara.
I mean, who else is there?
Yeah, it's a pretty bad team.
And Chris Olave doesn't have anybody to throw him the ball.
Yeah.
And he's not Malik Nabers because he didn't have too much to throw the ball last year. Well, Malik Nabers is a freak of nature.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for Olave.
Me too.
Dude stuck on the Saints. At least his contract's got to be done soon, though, right?
Is he a fifth year? He might be.
Yeah, he's same draft as Garrett Wilson.
Okay, yeah.
Eagles is Saquon. Yeah, I think you can also throw Hurts into the mix.
You skipped the Giants and Jets.
Oh, I did? Oh, man. All right, we'll go back to that.
I think they're pretty clear cut, but.
Yeah, Giants is Malik, of course. I think you can throw Tyron Tracy in there. Pretty legend. And this Jets, guy. Garrett Wilson, of course.
Fantasy-wise, I think you can throw Fields in there, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But yeah, probably Garrett Wilson. Steelers, DK, yeah.
Watch Niners? Out for Caleb Johnson later in the season.
Yeah. Who's their starting? Jalen Warren, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't too bad.
I think Jalen does a pretty good job this year.
Yeah. 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, as long as he can stay healthy.
Yep.
Seahawks, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I agree.
I like Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. I like Kenneth Walker, too. It's just injuries, dude. It's just if he can stay healthy. I mean, he has great upside. He's a really good running back. But he's just struggled with health.
For sure.
Buccaneers, Bucky. I agree with that. Mike Evans.
I like Bucky, and I think I'd lean towards that. But I was about to say, don't sleep on Mike Evans and give up on him. Mike.
No. I mean, he still had a really good season last year.
Yeah. And he has a nose for the end zone, man. Like, he's so good at scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. Then Titans, Calvin Ridley. I'm trying to think of somebody else on that team, but
Tony Pollard.
Maybe. I don't even see him as a top.
I don't think Cam Ward's gonna be good enough as a quarterback with everything else to be relevant fantasy wise or terribly relevant.
But
I think eventually he could be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now I think it's Ridley.
Yep. And then last but not least, the Washington Commanders.
Jaden.
I think you could also make a argument for yes. I think McLaurin could have another great season.
Agreed.
As
long as he plays.
Yeah. That's big. He is back at camp.
I think he will.
I think he's doing the right thing right now to get back into shape. That's what Ayuk didn't do, and we saw how that played out. He didn't play good, and then he also tore his ACL that same year.
Yep.
But yeah, I think McLaurin's doing the right thing right now with getting football ready.
So do I.
That's it out.
That's another one who's very underrated, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah. He's going in like even before he put in that trade request, he was going in like the fifth, sixth round, which I think is insane with how good he was last year.
He's really good. He's always very good value.
Yeah, I think it was just ridiculous how late he was going. Yep. I mean, it wasn't late at all, but like that's late for what was he? Top
for the talent.
Top six last year, somewhere in that range. But I think that's ridiculous. Ridiculously good value for that pick.
Terry McLaurin was seventh.
Yeah, that's great value.
For sure.
But yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys for watching. If you're watching on any podcast or listening on any podcast platform, follow us and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. Thanks for watching.